Mark 10 and verse number 28, the Bible says, "Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's. But he shall receive an hundredfold now in his time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for the reading of your word this morning, dear Lord. We thank you for how good you are to us, dear Lord, this morning. We thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to be in your house once more, dear Lord, on this special Lord's Day. Dear Lord, is every Lord's Day special, an opportunity to come and, dear Lord, to worship you, to sing praise to you, dear Lord, to look at your word together, dear Lord, and to see what you'd have for us for this day, dear Lord, in particular. And, dear Lord, I pray today that you'd help us to set aside all the things that may be in our hearts and minds this morning that may have taken place this past week in our lives, dear Lord, and or even this morning, and I pray you'd help us to focus, dear Lord, on your word this morning and you, dear Lord, and what you'd have for us this morning from your word. I pray, dear Lord, that you'd just take me this morning, even set me aside, dear Lord, but your Holy Spirit would just touch my lips, my heart, my mind this morning. Dear Lord, touch the heart of each listener this morning, dear Lord, and I pray you would just help us, dear Lord, to hear from you this morning, to hear from your word. And, dear Lord, I pray this morning whatever is needed in my heart, in my life, and in each heart and life here, I pray you would do it this morning. Dear Lord, I pray that you would have me behind the cross this morning. Just use me as your instrument, dear Lord, that your will might be done. And, dear Father, I pray today if someone is down and discouraged, they need encouragement, I pray that you'd give them that. Dear Lord, if someone today is, dear Lord, got some sin or something in their life, they've been battling, they need some help, dear Lord, with that and confession there, dear Lord, I pray you'd help them with that, dear Lord. And dear Lord, if there's one here today that doesn't know you as Savior, I pray that before they leave this place, they might come to know you as their Lord and Savior in their life. Dear Father, I pray this morning again you'd help us. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for the blessings, dear Lord, that you bestow upon us each and every day. Help us now, I pray, as we look into your word. Help us to respond as you speak. In Jesus' name, amen. You think about this morning, you know, it seems like I'm going to kind of give you my own personal observation, I guess, as we begin this morning. It seems like the more that you look around today and you observe the people around you, whether it be at work, whether it be family members, friends, co-workers, whether it be, you know, whoever it is, just, you know, people that you see, I guess, on the news, on TV, the things that you see around you, it seems like there are less and less people, in my opinion, serving God. Seems like there's less and less people willing to serve God, wanting to serve God, desiring to serve God. And I'll even go a step further. I think there's less and less people even believing there is a God. And that much less that the God that we serve and we believe is real, that there's any God. And so you think about this morning, there's, you know, more and more people that are, if you will, not willing to serve God, less that serving God, even of those that do believe in God, if you will, and even of those that name the name of Christ, that would tell you they're saved, they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, even of those, and even of those that would say, yes, I'm on my way to heaven, there's less really willing to serve Him. In a whole, now, I'm not talking about no group in particular, I'm just saying in general, there's less people willing to serve Him today, I believe. And you think about today, you know, a lot of times people say, well, of course I'd serve the Lord, but then when it gets down to it, they ain't doing nothing. You know, when it gets down to where the rubber meets the road, if you will, they ain't really doing that much. You know, they might be casually going to church in a decent amount, that type of thing even. But even that type of service for the Lord, although that is a way we can serve the Lord, going to church, amen. I'm not making light of that. But I'm just saying there's even willingness less to serve Him in that capacity, amen, of just being in His house, amen. And so you think about, it seems like to me anyway, there's less and less. And I'm talking about this morning, if you will, specifically, not about the lost world, but I'm talking about those that say they're saved. Those that say they name the name of Christ, that know the Lord Jesus Christ, claim to, you know, there's less and less that are really willing to serve the Lord. We often become, I thought about this, why if amongst us that say that we're believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, why is there less and less that are really willing to and that are really, really active, if you will, in our service for Him? Why is that the case in the day and time that we live in? I think there's many different reasons and things that we could get into this morning, if you will. But I'd sum it all up real quickly in this little statement, if you will. And this is not all inclusive, but I tried to make it as inclusive as I could and as short as I could. I think we get lured away by the things of this world. I think that's a big part of it. You know, today we have everything at our fingertips, don't we? And you say, what in the world do you mean? Well, I can just do this, and that pretty much sums it up, right? We have everything at the touch of our fingertips, right? I mean, we live in an instant society. Instant tea, instant Kool-Aid, right? Fast food, right? We get mad if we have to wait more than 2 minutes in line at McDonald's, right? Ain't this supposed to be fast food? What's the deal, you know? We go down to the grocery store. We go to Walmart. Why am I having to wait in line? What's taking these people so long, you know? And we're just always, you know, we live in that type of society. Everything is at the tip of our fingers, if you will. And everything, it seems, moves so fast, and it does. But you think about today, there's less and less people serving the Lord, I believe, because the things, the cares of this world, they consume a lot of our time and a lot of our energies and things a lot of times that they shouldn't, if you will. Not saying that, you know, certain things are necessarily wrong that we do. I'm not talking about that, but I'm just saying they, you know, take up a big part of our time, take up a big part of our lives, and take our focus away from being able to serve God like He'd have us to. And so I think that's the reason why a lot of times there's less and less people, if you will, serving the Lord. I think another part of it, unfortunately, falls on our plate, because we as ministers, pastors, preachers, whatever, we don't emphasize, I think, and even parents, I'm one of those too, we don't emphasize the importance enough to our kids, maybe as we ought to, the importance of serving the Lord. Amen. And when I say that, I'm talking about a big capacity, I guess you'd will, the big picture. You know, David's mentioned to me several times, you know, I want to be this when I grow up, Daddy, or these are the things that I want to do, you know. And the number one thing on his list is he wants to go to outer space. He wants to be an astronaut. And I've told him many times, unless he's changed it now, but I've told him many times when he tells me what he wants to do, I tell him the same thing every time. I say, son, I said, whatever you do, I said, that's great. Whatever you want to do, that's great. I said, but just make sure that whatever you do, that is what the Lord wants you to do. That's what I've told him every time. Make sure whatever you do, wherever it is, that's good, that's great, that's fine. All the things he's told me are good things down through the years. But just make sure that whatever you do, you're doing what God wants you to do. That's the most important thing, being willing to serve Him. You can serve Him as an astronaut, amen. You can serve Him at McDonald's. He told me one time he wanted to work at McDonald's. That was his goal. And whatever it is, just take and make sure that you're doing what God wants you to do, and you're serving Him. Amen? And that's what we need to do today. But I'm talking about as well, I'm talking about those serving the Lord in ministry. Those serving the Lord, doing what God's called them to do. There's less and less out there. I took and every time I'm around Mr. Bill, mostly all y'all know him, the president of Master Baptist College, where I went to school at for 2-3 years, and some of the other preacher friends of mine that do things with different colleges and stuff. And I'll always ask the question, I'll say, how many students you got this year? You know what I found to be true the last 5 or 10 years or so? Less and less and less and less. You say, why? I think because we're not emphasizing the fact of serving the Lord. Amen. Serving the Lord with our lives, whether that be, I know the Lord don't call everybody to be a pastor. I know the Lord don't call everybody to be an evangelist. Amen. Or missionary in the sense of we think of missionary, although we all missionaries. Amen. If we want to get into that. But think about this morning, we ought to be willing to serve God every day in our lives, no matter what He's called us to do in our service for Him. There's an old saying the Lord reminded me of this morning, and I'm sure everybody in here has heard it many, many, many times. The saying is this: He's Lord either of all or not at all. Amen. He's Lord of all or not at all. And I believe that's a true statement for the most part. Amen. Now, there's some areas we might could get into and we might could argue a little bit about it. But I'm just going to simply say this morning, that's true for the most part. He's Lord of all or not at all. And if we're going to take and serve the Lord, we need to make Him Lord of our lives. Amen. We need to give Him first priority. Amen, if you will, in our lives, in what the Lord would have us to do. This morning, we as believers need to simply give our all for the Lord. And so for the next few minutes this morning, if you will, we talk about the simple title of the message this morning is, if you will, Leaving to Serve. Leaving to Serve. You say, what in the world do you mean? I think you'll see that as we go along this morning. I think sometimes to simply serve the Lord, amen, we have to leave some things. Amen. To simply serve the Lord sometimes, and most of the time, if we're going to serve Him, it involves leaving some things behind. It could be simply things that take up our time that's not necessarily bad things. Amen. I give you an example. Some people never come to church on Sunday. And you ask them, why don't you ever come to church? Because, as I had one of my former managers I used to work with say, and I loved a man to death, I think a lot of him, but he said this to me. He said, Sunday, he said, it's family time. And I looked at him. He said, I got to have Sundays off. I like having Sundays off. Sunday is family time. And I've told y'all this before. And I looked at him and I said, what do you mean family time? I said, you ain't spending all day every Sunday with your family. And I knew there was some kind of, you know, catch to what he was saying, because there always was. But anyway, he said, Sunday's family time. He said, the deer, the bass, and he started naming off all the animals that he liked to hunt, fish, you know, whatever. And he said, that's my time I spend with my family on Sundays. And I think to myself, you know, there's nothing wrong with hunting. Amen. Nothing wrong with fishing. Amen. Nothing wrong with any of those types of things. But you know what? When we take those things and put them in place of doing serving God and doing what God would have us to do, guess what? Now all of a sudden there's something wrong with those things. Amen. Not that those things are bad, but we put them in the wrong place. Therefore, there's something wrong. Amen. And so that's kind of what we're talking about this morning, if you will, leaving to serve. Here we see in Mark chapter number 10, that in these verses, we'll read them again in verse 28, it says, Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. He says, Lord, we're the disciples, we've left all to follow you, Lord. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the gospels, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. In other words, he's going to be blessed, right? Houses and brethren, sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. In another place in Scripture, this same thing was talked about, and the Lord said this, that if you're going to serve Him, you've got to take and leave even your mother and your father. And He says basically the same thing here. So simply the first thing this morning, if we're going to leave to serve, that sometimes we have to leave behind is our family. If we're going to serve the Lord, sometimes we have to leave our family. Now don't take that wrong this morning. Before I go any further, I'm going to squelch any wrong idea, hopefully with the Lord's help, that anybody may be having. You say, Pastor, are you saying that if you, me, I'm talking about me, that if you really want to serve God, you need to take and leave your wife and leave your kids and go out? Why? I'm leaving you, honey. I'm leaving you, son, because I'm going to serve God. Is that what these verses are saying? No. That's not what Jesus was saying, to take and leave your wife, leave your kids, leave your mama, leave your daddy. Sayonara, I'm never seeing you, having nothing to do with you again, because I'm going to serve God. That's not what this is talking about. Amen. He's not saying leave and disown, if you will, your family to serve God. That's not what He's talking about. If He's not talking about that, then what is He saying? I believe a couple of things, but the first thing I'll mention is that the Lord and serving Him needs to be the priority in our lives. Amen. He needs to be the number one main thing in our lives. Amen. He needs to be our first love. Amen, if you will. He needs to be our heartthrob. Amen. He needs to be the one. I love my wife. Amen. I love my kids. But as much as I love them, you know who I ought to love more? The Lord. Amen. You say, but wait a minute, ain't you supposed to love your wife? Yes, husbands love your wives, the Bible says. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, the Bible says. Amen. So yes, we ought to love our wives. Yes, we ought to love our kids. But I'm convinced in my own heart, my own mind, from what I see in Scripture, and I believe this is true, that if I don't take and love the Lord right, guess what? I'll never love my wife and kids right. I won't. We need to love Him right. Amen. Love Him first. Love Him foremost. When we do that, then everything else will line up, as we said many times before. Amen. If we love the Lord right, then the rest will be right. You think about today, we ought to love the Lord and be willing, if you will, to make Him the number one priority in our lives. I've seen some people take and do their families wrong and claim they're doing it for the sake of God. In the name of God, I'm taking and if you will, and some of these, and I don't mean this bad, but some preachers, they're never at home with their family. They're never at home with their wife. They never have any time with them because they're always going around doing all these things that they do in the name of the Lord. I'm not here to judge this morning, but I'll say this. If you're not right and things ain't right with your family and at home, then there's going to be problems in that ministry. How many have taken and gotten out and traveled all around and do all them things constantly all the time, never, ever, ever at home? And guess what happens? The next thing you know, one of them cheats on the other one. Or something happens while one of them's gone, or those types of things. We need to realize the family is important. So don't take anything wrong that I'm saying here this morning, this point. I'm simply saying the Lord needs to be the priority. Amen? If you will. We need to be willing to leave the family, if you will, in the sake of putting the Lord first. And He names off all these family members and different things there in the verses that we just read. Not going to take and read them again. But I believe directly here what the Lord was talking about. And the disciples had done that. They had taken and left all to serve the Lord, you know. Just left, dropped what they were doing and followed Him. But I think about another thing here is the fact that sometimes to serve the Lord, you know what that means? Our family's going to get upset with us. Sometimes to serve God and do what God would have us to do, our family's going to say, I don't want to have nothing to do with you. It may not be that we are, if you will, kicking the family to the curb, so to speak, but instead that the family says, if you're doing that, I don't want to have nothing to do with you. I give you an example. Don't that happen a lot of times? And I'm not picking on them. I'm just being honest. It's a fact. Don't that happen a lot of times in Muslim families? We see that, don't we? You can read and see it all the time overseas where a person, or even here, but especially overseas, where a person comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ, they get saved, and what happens? Their family takes, kicks them out, persecutes them, don't want to have nothing to do with them, all those types of things. Disowned by their own family. And sometimes that's what, in some cases, heard stories about, it causes them to say, well, should I really tell people I'm saved? Should I, if you will, those types of things. It's a tough thing sometimes. Why? Because if they did, their family would disown them and have nothing to do with them. I think about simply the fact, you know, sometimes I've seen in some instances where people take, and they maybe not necessarily that strong, but people take and they come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're excited about it, about what the Lord's done in their life. And they go to tell one of their family members, and their family members just give them down the road a hard time about it. You know, they give them down the road about it. Oh, well, you ain't this and nothing this, and look what you've done. Look what you did yesterday. All that religion stuff. You just got, you know, had a little feeling or whatever, and those types of things sometimes that go on, people say. And, you know, but we must be willing for the Lord, if we're going to serve Him, if you will, to take and to even be disowned maybe by our family. Possibly. Take and willing to leave for the sake of Christ. I hear about sometimes, you know, I've heard preachers say this many times in my life, you know, they talk about, you know, during especially in invitation time, talking about if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, getting saved during the invitation, giving that invitation, when sometimes the comment will be made something about like, don't let anything keep you from coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Sometimes people take and they allow things to keep them from getting saved. They know what's being preached is taught, is true. They know what the Bible says. They believe the message of the gospel, but they will not take the step in calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing Him with their mouth, asking Him to forgive them of their sins, asking Him to come into their heart and save them. Why? Because there's something that they won't do it. I've had people, I had one gentleman, I've told y'all many times about this, he believed in everything that the Bible says about salvation, but when I asked him when it comes down, and I did a couple of different times about getting saved, he looked at me and he said, "No, I'm not ready yet. I got some things I still want to do." He told me that several times. And I think about sometimes there's things, if you will, that cause that block that people say no. No, no, and they turn away the Lord. I think about one of those things could be, you know what it is a lot of times? Family. I'm afraid of what my family might say. I'm afraid of what my husband might say. I'm afraid of what my wife might say. Afraid of what my daddy or my mama might say. And they take and they don't come to know the Lord because they're afraid of that. And what the phrase that I was mentioning that sometimes you hear people say concerning that is, no one is worth going to hell for. In other words, I'm not going to take and not accept the Lord Jesus Christ that I know is real, that I believe is real, I believe the message of the gospel. I'm not going to take and not ask the Lord to come into my heart, forgive me of my sin and save me, amen, and give my life to Him and serve Him. Why? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to not do it because of that person. Amen. What is the most important? Amen. You think about this morning. Simply, sometimes leaving to serve involves the family. But the second thing, Luke chapter number five, if you will. Luke 5. We see the second thing talking about leaving to serve. Luke 5 in verse number 27. Luke 5 in verse number 27. We see another one of the disciples here.